Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Tanya. Thank you for adjusting to a different day this week. Our 10 Minutes series is generously sponsored by Marilyn Michael Fedak. We remain very grateful to them for the sponsorship and so much more. And how appropriate that we had to move Tanya this week to be able to learn it today on Gimel Tammuz. We will also dedicate our learning L'Ilui Nishmas, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe Zatzal, whose Yahrzeit we observe today, someone who transformed the world the way we know it. Whether you are a Lubavitcher, strictly speaking, or you simply benefit from Chabad houses around the world, but we all are beneficiaries of his leadership and our learning should be L'Ilui Nishmas. So we'll finish up the 11th parak of Tanya today. The last parak where we define the difference between a tzaddik v'ra'lo, tzaddik v'tovlo, complete tzaddik, the incomplete tzaddik, who each on the outside look exactly the same. From the outside, they're living the same lives, which are essentially perfect. They don't make mistakes. They don't fall prey. They don't indulge in appetite. They do the right thing, but the difference is their inner world. The entire difference is their inner world. Now we move to the Rasha, Rasha v'ra'lo, Rasha v'tovlo. So we began to go through the Rasha, who's an incomplete Rasha, the Rasha who only occasionally, only in a very superficial way, only even in Issa d'Rabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition, but nevertheless indulges the ego over Elokus. And such a person, while they do tshuva, while they repent, while they repair, while they come back, but nevertheless indulging that ego inside them gives the definition or the title of a Rasha. Even someone who sins only once a year, someone who sins once a minute, they have something in common, which is that there is within them this voice, this appetite, this drive, this instinct, this animal soul that is tempting them and that they want to indulge in, as opposed to the tzaddik who's either eliminated it or conquered it. But the Rasha has this ego inside. They can do a tshuva. They can repair. They can repent. Which brings us up to the second kind of Rasha. And with this, we end Perek Yud Aleph. Till now, we've been discussing the incomplete Rasha who only momentarily, only occasionally, only rarely, and only even something that is not intense. But now we turn to the other end of the spectrum. Somebody is a perpetual Rasha, somebody who regularly indulges that ego, that appetite. Yesh mi hashara gover b'yoser, u'mislapshim b'kosh lo shalavushim shalra. And in contrast to the mild Rasha, who only makes a mistake in one area of thought, speech, or deed, this individual, they do something more severe and they cause them to do something more serious and more frequently. They're indulging that appetite. It's part of their core, who they are. Now, even this person who regularly is indulging that appetite, who regularly is giving into that voice, the person who's caught up in this battle and is losing too often, is giving into ego over elokus, but nevertheless, they have within them this voice. Ach bein tayim mischaret, between the bouts, between the mistakes, between the impulse, they experience remorse, regret. Uboim lo hirhurei tshuva, and they have thoughts of repentance. Hirhurei tshuva. Rabbi Soloveitchik's thought was even greater than tshuva. They precede tshuva. You can't do tshuva if you don't first have hirhurei tshuva. You won't change unless you believe you could change. You won't repair and repent unless you believe you can repair and repent. From the good within the soul which gathers a little strength in the period between sins. So this individual perpetually makes mistakes, regularly indulges impulse, but they have a conscience. They have a compass. They regularly want to repair and return. They regularly want to come back to be who they're supposed to be. Elamai, what happens? It's hard. That appetite, that drive, that voice, that temptation, that desire to indulge, it overwhelms. Ain lo isgabras kokach l'netzeach esara. They don't have that inner strength so much to overcome. Lifrosh mechatov legamrei. They're unable to have the elokus supersede the ego. Lios modeva ozev, to be one who admits, one who concedes, confesses, and then abandons. The Alter Rebbe is invoking a pasuk from Mishlei. Throughout Tanya, we've seen he uses psukim. He weaves in Tanakh, Chazal, doesn't necessarily attribute, but he assumes that the reader, the one learning it with him, is aware and familiar. So here too, a pasuk from the 28th parak of Mishlei. Lios moda ve'ozev, to be someone who confesses and abandons. Yazeh amar abasen ezachron levrach rishayim maleim charatos. And this is what our rabbi said, he's quoting the Rishus Chachma, that rishayim, wicked people, maleim charatos. Even somebody who has the title of a rasha, who regularly is indulging ego over elokus, who's making mistakes, even that person is maleim charata, is filled with regret. I think the 830 is out there. I'm teaching Emuna in here. Rabbi. So even the Rishayim are Malayim Charata, are filled with a sense of regret. Shem Rov Rishayim Sheish Bechinas Tov Benafsham Adayin. This accounts for most Rishayim who still harbor some good in their souls. So most Rishayim are not Rishayim outright. They're not so categorical wicked that they have no good in them. The Rasha Elamai, there's the animal soul, the animal impulse, the animal instinct, the animal desire, the animal in them that wants them to still, it draws us, it pulls us. It's an appetite, it's hard to overcome, to look at, to say, to eat, to do, to go. Inside, the essence of who we are is the purest part of who we are. The chelek elokam mimal mamash is us. But there's a klipa, there's a peel, there's something obscuring, there's something covering that light, there's something over it. So Rishayim, they're still maleim charata. They're filled with regret. They're filled with regret. Just parenthetically, we've spoken in the Emunah Shir at length. Ishbitz and others understand that very differently. That Rishayim, maleim charata. If you're Malayim Charata, if you're filled with regret, how are you a Rasha? The Rasha usually celebrates their mistakes. They don't regret them. So how is somebody who has regret a Rasha? So Ishbitz and others understand that a Yid is supposed to go forward and believe in ourselves and start again and give ourselves a fresh start. When you're filled with regret, that's Rishus. Why? You're stuck in the past. You knock yourself down. You struggle to get up. When you can't look forward and go forward and move forward, when you're filled with regret, that's the thought of a Rasha. Even if you made mistakes, people reach out to me, all kinds of questions. I have an anonymous system people ask. It's meant for Taras Mishpacha, they ask all kinds of other things too. There are people who've done some, one would call severe or egregious things, things that the Torah even describes having a severe penalty to. And they ask, what do I do? Hashem will never forgive me. Hashem can't love me. I'm caught in the cycle. I can't break out of acting out in these ways. What can I do? And the first thing is a hirhurei tshuva. A person has to believe they could change, but a person has to also not become paralyzed and stuck in the past. You can't become perseverate on what you did wrong in such a way that you can't move forward. So that's what they understand. But the Alter Rebbe is understanding Rishayim Maleim Charata, that even the wicked, so that refers to the severe case of the low-end incomplete Rasha, who has enough good to still contemplate tshuva, but not enough to actually repent. They're caught in this vicious cycle between the animal soul and the godly soul, the ego and elokus. I want to be elokus. Essentially, I'm pure. I'm filled with Torah and mitzvahs. But elamai, the ego appetite, that animal soul wants me to look at or say or go or do. It's hard to break that cycle. And I want to repent. But to actually repent is much harder. It's deep inside us. Shem rov ha'rishayim sheish b'chinas tov b'nafshem adayim. This accounts for most rishayim who still harbor good in their souls. Ach, but then the Alter Rebbe goes on. And he defines, in extreme cases, there's the Rasha, there's the kind of wicked person who never even entertains thoughts of repentance because the evil has gained full dominance over him. The person who's not in a cycle between ego and elokus, who's not essentially good and pure, but elamai, they have the animal appetite and drive, what could they do? This is the person who never feels remorse, who has no thoughts of repentance, who says, yeah, that's who I am. I look at, I say, I do, I go. Yeah, what's the problem? That's who I am. That's what I enjoy. That's my life. That's my lifestyle. That's what I love. Such a person is an extreme case. That animal inside them has gained a full dominance over them. Nikra Rasha v'ralo. They're called the Rasha. Sharasha benafsha hu levado nisha bekirbo. The evil in his animal soul is all that remains. Ki gavar kokach alatov achinistalik bekirbo. That evil has so overwhelmed the good, it caused the good to depart from inside him. And now the good has no role in his inner life. That doesn't mean a person could purge the godliness in them, the chelek elokam mimal mamash. No. That's always in them. The Alter Rebbe quickly jumps in to explain that. The good still exists, but it hovers above him and doesn't penetrate into him. Meaning, a yid, Yisrael, afa pi shechata Yisraelu. A yid, even if they make a mistake, is always a yid. They're always a yid. We have to know we're always a Jew. We always have that godly soul inside us. We could always come back and return to it, and it could always penetrate into us. But somebody who has institutionalized the wickedness, somebody who has embraced the ego over Elokus to the extent that they're not caught in a cycle. It's not that they indulge in moments of weakness, but they've essentially adopted the identity of ego. That's who I am. That's how I live. That's what I am. I don't aspire to anything else. I don't repent. I don't repair. I don't even have visions. I don't even believe. I don't even try. There is nothing else in me. That person is purged. There is always the opportunity to return, but it's enveloping. It's hovering over. It's not inside him. And that's what Chazal said, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, over every 10, the divine presence rests. Even if they're on the level of a Rosh who possesses only bad, because the divine soul's influence is banished, but the presence still hovers and rests above the body. Over every 10, the divine presence rests. It means even this person, the extreme case, even the Rosh of a Ralo, the Rosh, and all they have is Ralo. All there is ego in him. Not only making the choice of Rosh, but in him is only Russia. Even that person still also has the opportunity to return. So to summarize, we saw two types of tzaddikim who on the outside do the same thing, but in their inner world are very different. And two types of rishayim here in the outer world are doing very different things. The occasional mistake, the occasional indulgence, the occasional animal or ego overwhelming the Elokus, versus the Rosh of Aralo, who has embraced the identity of ego to the extent they've essentially pushed the godliness out of them. It still hovers above them, but it's not in them. So the key is the hirhurei tshuva, the ability to repair, to come back, and to return. And what we'll pick up with next time, Perek Yud Beis begins about the Beinoni, the Halavai Beinoni. Halavai, we should be on the level of Beinoni. Halavai Beinoni. At the beginning, when you weren't here, we mentioned Gimel Tammuz. Halavai Beinoni. So on Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe Zirto Elinishmas, so Halavai Beinoni, we should all strive to be a tzaddik v'tovlo. To be a tzaddik gomor, why not? Why give up? But halavai benoni. More realistically, halavai. The benoni on the outside does everything right. So what's the difference between the benoni on the outside does everything right and the tzaddik who's incomplete? That's what we'll pick up with Mirza Hashem next time. Have a wonderful and a meaningful day.